Module 5, Recognizing Learning Events. Every day is an opportunity to learn something new. Individuals with business acumen are able to recognize learning events and take advantage of these opportunities. To be successful, you must always be learning. As you gather knowledge, you will find yourself learning from your mistakes and improving your decision-making process. The ability to recognize learning events will benefit you as well as the organization. Develop a sense of always learning. Every encounter offers a learning experience. The key to recognizing learning events is to develop a sense of always learning. Identifying the 8 different ways that we learn will ensure that you do not overlook learning opportunities. Number 1, imitation. We learn from observing and imitating others, such as instructors or respected mentors. Number 2, reception, transmission. Reception is the experience that requires you receive a transmitted message. It may be written or verbal, and it can include values as well as academic understanding. Number 3, exercise. Actions and practice create learning experiences. These can occur in any action that you practice, such as writing, meditation, or computer programs. Number 4, exploration. Searching for answers or discovering information requires individual initiative. This comes from websites, interviews, books, etc. Number 5, experiment. Experimenting or assessing the success of a project shows different possible outcomes and influences problem solving. Number 6, creation. The creative process is also a learning process. These can be individual or group projects. The process ranges from painting to developing a new survey. Number 7, reflection. Analysis before, during, or after an action is a learning opportunity. This can be done on a personal level or with the help of friends and colleagues. Number 8, debate. Interactions with others cause us to defend or modify our perspectives. These are potential learning experiences. Evaluate past decisions. Our past decisions often guide our current actions. Both successful and unsuccessful decisions need to be evaluated in order to identify errors in judgment as well as effective thought processes. Ask yourself a few questions after each decision and learn from your mistakes and achievements. Questions: What was the outcome? Did the outcome meet expectations? Would you repeat the same decision? What information or advice can you take away from this decision? When you take the time to learn from all of your decisions, even your ineffective choices will bring you success. Problems are learning opportunities. People prefer to avoid problems or mistakes. However, problems are not always avoidable. When problems arise, you have a chance to learn from them and turn them into opportunities. The first step to learning from problems is to correctly identify the problem. For example, a shortage in cash flow may be caused by a loss of sales or unexpected expenses. Once the problem is identified, consider different solutions or opportunities. For example, a change in the market may provide you with an opportunity to introduce a new product you have been considering. If the problem is familiar, what were your past solutions? For example, did a price reduction help increase sales and improve cash flow? Once you consider the different opportunities associated with your problem, you must make a decision. If you make a mistake, embrace it. If you face the same problem again, you will know what to avoid. Recognize your blind spots. We all have blind spots in our lives, and they can easily transfer to our business success. Blind spots are part of our personalities that are hidden to us. They may be deep-seated fears, annoying habits, or judgmental attitudes. Allowing blind spots to persist will cost your company in innovative ideas. Blind spots will also permit ineffective activities to continue. Recognizing your blind spots is not difficult, but it does require the courage to make necessary changes. Request feedback. Ask trusted friends and colleagues for honest assessments. Reflect. Take the time to reflect on your decisions, thought processes, and actions. If you are honest with yourself, you will identify blind spots. Study. Use books, courses, etc. to help you become more in tune with your views and potential blind spots. Figure out what you don't know and strive to learn. Case study. Craig felt like he was running in circles at work. He was always putting out fires that came from his past decisions. He was not sure why he kept making mistake after mistake and faced problem after problem. As a result, the first 2 to 3 hours of the workday were unproductive. They were devoted to handling problems that should have already been addressed in the decision-making process. Finally, he decided to break the vicious cycle. He examined his past decisions and identified a repeated pattern of poor communication in his planning. Craig chose to learn from this mistake and alter the pattern. After taking advantage of his knowledge, he faced fewer difficulties and gained back precious hours in his workday.